Good morning, everyone. Today is the 26th of January, 2022, Wednesday morning hop day. I hope you're hopping right along the bunny trail. Well, there's been a lot of surmising and talk about what heaven's going to be like. I don't think heaven is going to be where you're going to be sitting over in the corner playing the harp all day long with a little golden crown on your head. And I do think that we're going to have rest in heaven. I think that also we're probably going to be busy in heaven, things to do. I don't think that we're going to be sitting by the river all the time. I want to meet you by the river, but I don't want to stay there forever, for eternity. You get kind of boring, I think. Playing a harp all the time, I don't think that's going to be too exciting to you. And wearing a crown all the time wouldn't be too comfortable. Having a white robe, I don't know, maybe things wouldn't get dirty in heaven. Maybe it'd stay clean all the time. I'm just, you know, I think we get these images in our mind, and heaven is beyond our realm of understanding. He says, upon the Lord Jesus shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. What a thought. That our body's going to be like the glorious body of Christ. Upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above it, above, upon it. And I saw it as the color of amber, and as the appearance of fire around about within it. From the appearance of his loins, even upward, and from the appearance of his loins, even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire. And it had brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. We all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed in the same image. Can you imagine? What he's just described there, we're going to be changed into the same image. Wow. Beholding as it as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. We think we have it all figured out. Well, Scripture says it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. You know, in the 17th chapter of John, Christ prays that we will share in his glory. Here it says we shall be like him. It's hard for us to get our puny little minds around that, isn't it? That we will be like Christ in all his glory. For we shall see him as he is. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lord. Well, I just read from Philippians 3:20, Ezekiel 1:26-28, 2 Corinthians 3:18, 1 John 3:2, Revelation 7:16, and Revelation 15:3. Well, heaven is going to be a wonderful place. There's no question about it. It has been described as paradise. Christ himself called it paradise when he was talking to the thief on the cross. He said, this day that you will be with me in paradise. And paradise, if Christ is speaking of paradise, it must be truly a paradise. We know, Scripture tells us, that heaven is going to be absent of a lot of things. There's a lot of things in heaven. There's a lot of things that are not going to be in heaven. There's not going to be any sorrow. There's not going to be any tears. There's not going to be any pain. There's not going to be any thorns or thistles. There's not going to be any pesky insects, including gnats. I hate gnats. Okay? At least I can take a fly swatter and have fun killing flies, but gnats are nasty. There's not going to be any gnats in heaven. There's not going to be any sickness of any kind. No viruses, no pandemics, no COVID-19, no measles, mumps, no flu, no colds. We're going to have glorified bodies in heaven. The former things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In heaven, we're going to have a new body, wherein dwelleth righteousness. There's not going to be any sin in heaven. There's not going to be any disappointments in heaven. And there's not going to be any devil in heaven either. No Satan in heaven. No more having to contend with evil. And so I'm looking forward to heaven. I'm looking forward when I get my new body. And I no longer have to deal with arthritis or any of the other things that plague us. And by the way, we're not going to get old in heaven. We'll never grow old. We'll never die. And so, but the thing that's most remarkable to me is the fact that we're going to share in his glory. We're going to give him all the glory, but we're going to share in his glory, according to the Bible. Well, I hope that you have a blessed day today. And when you get discouraged and downhearted and want to throw up your hands and give up, think about heaven. Think about what it's going to be like. We're only down here for a very short time, and we will soon be ushered into the presence of Almighty God. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless you.